With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, May 18th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com, we've got a Missouri River Conference baseball doubleheader for you. The Lamar's Bulldogs have their home opener tonight as they welcome in the East High Black Raiders. Lamar's went 1-1 2 days ago with Sergeant Bluff Luton. Sioux City East having a rough start to the year with an 0-3 record. We'll have all the action for you coming up tonight on KLEM following our 5 o'clock newscast. The first pitch of Game 1 scheduled to start at 5:30. Game 2 will follow at some point after that, and you can listen to every pitch right here on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com. Yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union holding their statewide region finals in girls golf, and Plymouth County golfers had the opportunity to send their teams or some individuals to state. First of all, going to Class 1A Region 2 in Algona, Plymouth County will send a girls golf team to the state tournament. The Akron Westfield girls golf team finished second in the region final, clinching the spot in the state tournament, shooting a 403 to finish second as a team, led by Josie Smith, who was seventh individually, shooting a 96. The Westerners were second only to Newell Fonda, who shot an impressive 368. Eight to send themselves to the state tournament, as looking like one of the favorites anyway. Of course, only the top two make it, meaning Newman Catholic and Mason City finishing third missed out at a 410. Other Plymouth County schools in the regional final included Galen Catholic, who finished fifth with a 433. Remsen St. Mary's finished 7th. They shot a 437. Bella Arns of Remsen St. Mary's led the Hawks, tied for 12th with a 101. Jane Barthel, as always, led the Galen Catholic girls golf team with a 103. She finished tied for 16th. Again, those results from Algona yesterday. Then we head south to Oneida, where the Kingsley Pearson girls golf team was in action. This was a very tough regional final. Lots of good teams, and unfortunately, the Panthers missed out on the state tournament by one position. The Sydney Cowgirls have placed first, shooting a 378 as a team. Alta Aurelia was second. They shot a 381. Kingsley Pearson, 13 strokes behind the Warriors, finished there in third at a 394. Abby Thompson had the best score for KP on the day. She finished tied for 10th with a 96. Jordan Sitzman was right behind her with a 97. So Kingsley Pearson misses out on the state tournament in Class 1 A Region 1. And then we go up a class to Class 2A Region 1 in Orange City, where the Hinton Blackhawks are trying to send their girls golf team to state, and they miss out by 6 strokes. It was Central Lyon who won the meet at Landsmere Golf Club with a 390. West Lyon finished second with a 392. And then it was the Hinton Blackhawks. They shot a 398. Good day, but just not quite good enough to send them on to the state tournament. Mia Fleckenstein had the top score for the Blackhawks on the day. She finished 8th with a 96. That spot's normally held by Ashlyn Kramer. She wasn't far behind, finishing 9th with a 98. So the Blackhawks come up just a bit short in Orange City. And finally, over to Class 3A Region 1 in Storm Lake, where the Lamar's Bulldogs were trying to get to the state tournament. Well, they missed out on that. Clear Lake won the meet, shooting a 339. They're definitely going to be a favorite heading to the Class 3A State Golf Tournament. They were 42 strokes better than MOC Floyd Valley in second, who shot a 381. Sioux Center, 2 strokes behind the Dutch with a 383. Spencer, 386, finished in fourth. Lamar's brought up 11th place. They finished shooting a 438. Jada Pluger and Taylor Mackey each tied for 30. 6 on the individual leaderboard with a 107. Of course, all these scores from the regional golf finals in girls postseason golf, they're on our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. And congratulations to the Akron Westfield girls golf team on advancing to the girls state golf tournament. to some more scores from yesterday. Only a few baseball games around the area. One of them in Plymouth County, as in the Warrior Conference. The Akron Westfield baseball team got their first win of the year after taking a tough start to Woodbury Central on Tuesday. The Westerners bounced back with a big 12-1 run rule win over Unity Christian in six innings. So Akron Westfield's in the win column as they get a home opener later on tonight. In the Western Valley Conference, Lawton Bronson squeaked by Trinity Christian 2-1 and MVAOCOU. They doubled up Cherokee on Kenny Byrne Field 16-8. Once again, those scores on our sports scores and results page. Also on our sports scores page, we've got Lamar's Little League scores from yesterday. The girls were in action at the John Britton Little League Complex. In junior girls Little League action, it was the Hawks beating the Cardinals 14-4. Falcons defeated the Eagles 10-4. In major girls action, the Aces over the Fever 15-11. Liberty doubled up the Mystics 12-6. And the Sky squeaked by the Dream 9-8. In minor league girls action, same score in this contest, the Comets beating the Hurricanes by that 9-8 margin. The Avalanche took down the Thunder 14-6, Suns beat the Lightning 16-9, and the Storm get by the Sparks 13-11. Of course, as always, our Little League scores can be found on our sports scores and results page as well, with the link at the top of that page. So now we go to the sports schedule for today, and well, of course, the major thing on the docket today, it's state track day down in Des Moines at the Blue Oval at Drake Stadium. We've got too many, it's a good problem, we've got too many state track events currently taking place or going to be taking place today, so we won't mention all of them for you, but of course, if you go to our website, klem1410.com, under local sports news, scroll down a couple of stories, and we've got that schedule for you of state track and field qualifiers, and that will be your guide throughout the day as to who's competing when and in what event. Of course, things start this morning with Class 1A events. That will go into the early afternoon. Class 2A and 3A events will be in the late afternoon and evening as well. You can, with multiple ways, follow along with sports results, track state track and field results. You can follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports on Twitter. You can listen throughout the day to KLEM Radio for live updates, results from the state track meet, or you can check out KLEM1410.com. We're going to do what we've done in years past, where we have a updating post with results from the day as they come in. So again, on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports, we'll have updates throughout the meet there. Listening here on KLEM Radio throughout the day, we'll cut in with some updates, and then on our website as well, KLEM1410.com. Also on the sports schedule today, more baseball action around the area. In the Missouri River Conference, Sioux City East is at Lamar's for a doubleheader. Of course, we've got that coverage for you right here on KLEM Radio, starting about 5:20. First pitch is at 5:30. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln is at Bishop Heelan for a doubleheader. Sioux City North is at Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City West is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. In the Warrigal Conference tonight, Cherokee is at Akron Westfield. The Westerners have their home opener on Sargent Field. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at Gretchen Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire, and in the Western Valley Conference, it's Lawton Bronson at Siouxland Christian. For more sports news, again, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports on Twitter, and make sure to tune in tonight to KLEM Radio. Lamar's taking on Sioux City East in an MRAC baseball doubleheader. We'll have all the action starting at about 5:20 right here on KLEM. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.